Thank you for contacting Omex Health. My name is Lucy. May I please have the first and last name on the account that you're calling in about?
Hi, Lucy. My name's Susan Canavo, but I'm not sure that I have an account. I have placed an order with you guys before. It was just like a one time. I didn't do like.
Okay, well, I should be able to pull it up on a one time supply. What's that last name, Miss Susan?
Canavo, CANNAV as in Victor, O.
Thank you.
I tried
you said Susan.
Right, Susan Canavo.
Would it be under another name?
No.
You said on
Omex? My mom has also placed orders through your company. Her name's Carolyn Canavo. But I placed an order as well. I may have talked to you. Your voice sounds really familiar.
Ma'am?
Yes.
You said, what's my name?
No, you had asked me my name. My name's Susan Canavo. My mom has also placed orders. Her name's
Yes,
Carol.
Ma'am. I heard that you were asking me about...
Oh, who you are. Yeah, I just said, I said your voice sounds familiar. I may have talked to you in the past. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I've located your account with Omex. Let's see here. I do see where you made. Give me one moment. Our purchase for our Omex Sleep CBD supplement, which is great for... sleep quality.
You know what? I think that's my mom's account. Is that under Carolyn Canavo?
No, this is under...
Oh, is that under my name?
Susan Canavo, yes. And it shows that this order was placed May the 15th.
Yeah, I ordered the sleep, but my mom did. Yeah, my mom ordered a sleep. Something for sleeping.
And this was purchased on May the 15th, about a month ago.
That would be my mom. She ordered something for sleep. My order.
Well, it's under your name.
She put it under my name. She could have. Our accounts always get merged somehow, wherever we go. The order that I placed. I'm not sure when I placed it, but it was for the CryoFreeze CBD Advanced Joint Defense. But that sleep one should be under Carolyn Canavo. And she set hers up to ship every month.
And that is under Carolyn. I don't understand why.
Yeah, that's... Mom, you're going to have to talk to me about that. That's my mom. Carolyn's my mom. And we're also at the same address. We live together, so our accounts sometimes get confused. But we're different, built like different credit cards and whatnot.
And for some reason, I'm not even seeing a Susan.
Yeah, I did like a one-time purchase.
It still should show up, though.
Yeah, so yesterday I went onto your website, and this was, I was afraid of this, was I placed, was trying to place an order and to set it up for reoccurring to get it monthly for the advanced joint defense, and it kept on telling me that my credit card was incorrect, so I tried it, we put the numbers in and kept on trying to place the order. And I did it like 3 or 4 times. And it kept on telling me that my credit card was not valid. So I called, but it said there was no one there on Sundays and just to call back on Monday. But I was afraid that it actually may have been placed like 3 or 4 times because it is my credit card. And the number, like I went through it, like everything that I put in was correct. So that's why I'm calling today, just to make sure that order wasn't placed multiple times. And then also to place an order and set it up for reoccurring.
Okay, well, I'm going to try my best with locating an account.
Okay. But you're not seeing anything that was placed yesterday, like 3 or 4 times online?
I'm not even locating anything with your name to show you even had an older account. That's
okay.
What I said. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, that is.
Normally, it pulls it up no matter how old the account is. Especially
maybe
if you stated that you...
Maybe my mom ordered it. You're saying on the May order, it was for a sleep. Was there also an advanced joint defense on her order?
No, she just ordered the... Let me see.
Just
let's go
sleep.
Look.
Because I'm wondering maybe if we placed our orders together, I may have just given her cash. I don't think so. I think I put it on my credit card.
Okay, let's see here. Let's try to look up that account. Now, you said she needed the CBD pain relief roll-on?
She did in the past order the pain relief, but I think she has on, like, repeat order for the sleep. Mom,
okay,
what
yeah,
else do you have with them? Are you repeating on your order? Is it just the sleep? Yeah, she's just, in the past she's ordered roll-on, but I don't know if it was direct with you or if it was from Amazon. She said she did order the roll-on from you in the past, but right now the only thing she has set up for repeat is the CBD sleep.
Okay.
I'm trying to set up.
I don't see anything under her name for anything else. I'm just trying to go over her account to make sure that the order wasn't purchased in her name when you were trying to place that order since your guy's account.
Yeah, she's telling me it wasn't, and like, because I remember calling and speaking to somebody and ordering it, and then, because I was looking at it online, but then I had called in because I was trying to see about getting, like, if there was a promotion for free shipping, because the shipping was, like, $10, and anyway, so I talked to someone, and there was some sort of promotion that they applied to waive the shipping fee, and... lower the cost of the supplement. And then my mom got on the phone to talk to somebody about, you know, her order after I placed mine. So I'm pretty sure it is 2 separate credit cards and 2 separate names.
Okay, let's see here.
So is there currently any kind of promotions that bring down the cost of the product?
Well, we don't have any discount. Well, I will have to pull it up and see first. Let's see. First, I have to try pulling up the account.
Yeah, I don't think I have an account. I think I did a whole – I think you guys –
Yes, what I'm saying is if you account
as a visitor,
if you create an account, whether you place a one-time shipment or not, it should still show up that you made an order with the company.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I don't know if you guys did that or not, but I think you put me down as like a, you know, like a one-time thing.
Yes, even if we did, we still should be able to pull up the account showing that you had a recent order, even if it was from 2005.
Okay. I don't know, but can I just order and set something up now and create an account?
Yes, ma'am, one moment.
I'm going through my credit card statements here to see if there's something like from your company with a date.
Okay.
But I don't know because I have a couple, so I'm not sure which one it would have been on. And you said her order was May what?
21st. I think that was the 21st, yes. I'm not on that account.
Okay, yeah. I don't have... I'm not seeing that.
Let's see if I can go by making that permission.
Let me go check my other credit card. Because the name of the company is Omex, right?
Yes, ma'am, Omex.
Maybe it's on my other card. Well, since you're not finding me and all that, I guess, can you just set me up as a new person?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Okay, I'm trying to see. Can you hold for me one moment?
Sure. Oh my God. Now I'm on hold. It shouldn't be this hard to just place an order. Was this available on Amazon, Mom? Because this is ridiculous. Can you check Amazon for me real quick? Because I'm on hold. And this, like, I've asked her 4 times, can I just place an order as a new person? Like, I don't have too much crap to do. Cryo-freeze CBD advanced joint defense. Huh? Yeah, here it is. April 9. Okay, I found it. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just found it on my credit card on, it posted to my card on April 9th for $29.95. And that was through like a promotion. So I was trying to find out how I could get the product at that price.
Okay.
So it posted to my card on April 9th. It probably may have been charged like on a date, you know, like a day or two prior. I don't know.
Would you have the ID number? Let's try if we can locate that with the ID number.
For the charge?
Mm-hmm.
It just says appears on your statement as OMAC Health Inc. 180-076. 56691 space CA space 90405 USA. And it said it was made, I purchased it on April 8th and it posted to my credit card on April 9th for
$29.95. Okay, let's see here. It's on April 9th. Yeah. Let's see here. I'm going to try to go ahead and put this in as a new order. Give me one moment.
Sure, thanks. Hi.
Yes. All right. Could you spell their first and last name for me again? I'm entering in the
My name is Susan, S-U-S-A-N. And my last name is Canavo, C as in cat, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in orange.
Thank you so much, and could you please provide me with the address?
I'm at 6 West 26th Street.
6 West 22nd Street?
26th Street.
26th?
Yeah, 26, 6 West 26th Street.
Okay.
And that's in Barnegat Light, New Jersey.
Could you spell the city for me?
Sure. It's Barnegat space light, like a light bulb.
Okay. And what was that state again? I'm sorry.
New Jersey, 08006.
08006. Thank you so much. Check what's going on here. See, this is starting to make me mad. I'm sorry about that, ma'am. I'm not sure what's going on with this system today.
Okay.
You just stop letting me key in your information.
Who said it's at the meeting?
You did. The meeting was coming tomorrow.
No, I didn't. You said it's coming this week. This week.
Okay.
sorry about that. Are we able to do this? I'm on the phone, but thank you for getting that. I'll eat. I'm on the phone, sorry. I'll just eat what you want.
Eating.
I don't know. Is there someone else there that I can speak to about placing this? Is there a problem?
Yes, ma'am, you can. It's just the system. I'm sorry, but I most definitely can transfer you over.
It's the system's not working. No, I'm on hold again. I swear. This place, they're just bad social security. Like, I don't know how much more proof you need besides I sent them my social security card.
You have to call them back, and then you may have to go down there because you've got to get all the documents back.
I got them back. They got it. They sent them to me back already. That's why I called them today to say, where's my new social security card? And they won't. And they were like, yeah, just wait another couple weeks. And now I get a letter saying that they won't, you know, take the document. They won't accept it. That's the local office. Now I'm on hold. I'm just... It's saying photocopies are not acceptable. I photocopied my driver's license. I'm not going to send my original. That's what I told. No, because they don't want taking appointments right now because of COVID. You can't.
Everything is different.
But I sent them the original passport. I mean, come on. And my original social security card. Everything was original.
All this crap, and you've got all these undocumented illegals coming into our country.
I know.
And I can't, with an original...
Once they cross the border, they get money.
Original social security card, original passport, original court order...
Yes, ma'am. I have my manager looking in now to see why it's not letting me key in any information in the system.
Yeah. Maybe it's, you know, like I said, I had a problem yesterday trying to place this order online, and your online system would not accept my credit card number. So I don't know if it's both ways or what, but.
It shouldn't, or is it the system just down where she's actually looking into it now to see why is it not letting me to go forth
okay.
with this purchase.
Do you
and I do apologize.
Back? Do you want to call me back?
You can hold, but if not, you can give us a call back or we can give you a call back.
Yeah, if you could call me back, that would be great.
All right, let's key down this information. This Susan, CANNAVO, correct?
Right. Yep, correct.
And that phone number?
609-923-8640.
Not even letting me wrap this up. So, yeah. All right, I entered in your information, and once the system comes back up, we'll most definitely give you a call back.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you so much. And then again, I do apologize about that error that we're having.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.